So what's happened from New Jersey? You may know that I inherited a $2.2 billion budget gap in my first couple of months on the job. So the budget we were in the midst of, the one that John Corzine left me and told me it was just fine. There's no worry. All is well. As the door hit him in the rear end on the way out. And in my first week on the job, my treasurer came to me and showed me the cash flow analysis for the state of New Jersey. And I said to him, not being an expert in reading cash flow analysis like a number of you in this room, what does this mean when the line goes below that other line? Here in March. And he says, hey, well, Governor, what that means is in March, the state of New Jersey will not be able to meet payroll. I inherited a state, the second wealthiest state in America per capita, that was not going to meet payroll in the second pay period of March. So you can imagine the Democrats in my state were gleeful. They had stuck me with this problem, and now they all were announcing, well, he's going to have to raise taxes because there's only 5 months left in the fiscal year, and you can't cut enough spending in 5 months to make up that gap. So, oh, poor Chris, he's going to have to raise taxes. And he's going to have to come to us to negotiate it. But the good news for all of you and for me is that the governorship in New Jersey is the most powerful constitutional governorship in America. And so I went to my folks and said, listen, we got to fix this problem, but I do not want to deal with those people down the hall. And so they told me, if you declare a fiscal state of emergency, you can use your emergency powers as governor to impound $2.2 billion in planned spending and balance the budget. And you can do it by executive order. I said, man, I love this state. So, I went to my office all by myself. They set up the executive order and I signed it. But I thought it would be rude for me not to go down and tell that co-equal branch of government what I had just done. So I asked them for a joint session speech. And we went down there to give our joint session speech. And I basically said this. You left me with a $2.2 billion problem. You want me to raise taxes? I'm not going to. I just impounded the money by executive order. I fixed your problem. Thanks. Have a nice day. And I walked out. Disorientation and the floor of the New Jersey State Legislature after I left, and you heard the leadership of the legislature saying all kinds of things, nasty things, about the governor, saying, comparing me to Napoleon Bonaparte, Julius Caesar, all those great heroes of the past that I admired so much. So next day, as it turns out, myself and the Senate President, Steve Sweeney, Democrat, were walking into the State House at the same time. I had a newspaper with me, and he had called me Julius Caesar in the paper, and King Christie. And so I was walking in, I said, you know, Steve, you've convinced me. You convinced me, you know, with these things you said in the paper, maybe I was wrong. So here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to go upstairs, I'm going to vacate that executive order, and let you guys fix the $2.2 billion problem. This will say everything you need to know about the government I inherited in New Jersey. He looked at me and said, hey, Governor, wait a second, go over the act. All things considered, we think you did pretty well. Just politics, man, calm down. We then move forward to our next fiscal year, we have an $11 billion deficit on a $29 billion budget. 37% deficit, 5% is the highest deficit of any state government in America. And now the Democrats were really ready. They said, okay, listen, $2.2 billion, fancy little trick with the executive order, but this is $11 billion. He's going to have to raise taxes. And then so they decided they had a plan. They were going to raise what in New Jersey we call the millionaire's tax. Now, I want to caution you first. For those of you, I know there are a few of you here from New Jersey, you know this, but I caution you first about New Jersey math. See, we have a millionaire's tax in New Jersey. But the New Jersey millionaire's tax applies to anyone, individual or business, who makes over $400,000 a year. That's called New Jersey math. And it's great, I say to people all over the country, if you're not a millionaire, but you want to feel like one, come to New Jersey. We'll tax you like a millionaire, even if you're not one. So we have this 9% tax rate of people who make $400,000 or more. They wanted to raise that to 10.75%. And they told me, when I announced my budget, governor's budget's going to arrive if it doesn't include a millionaire's tax. We will close down the government unless he signs the millionaire's tax. We will close the government on July 1st. This will not move forward. Now, this had happened 4 years earlier with Governor John Corzine. They had fought, seems to make Democrats fight about it. They were fighting about how much to raise the sales tax. And they couldn't agree on how much to raise taxes, so they closed down government because they were arguing about how much to raise taxes. Only in New Jersey. And so, a lot of the same folks who were in the legislature then were still in the legislature. So I felt as a courtesy that I'd call them down to let them know that the place was under new management. So I said, listen, I heard all your talk about closing down the government and all the rest. I know what Corzine did 4 years ago. See, Corzine held a press conference, and he rolled a cop into the governor's office. And he said, I'm sorry about this, because this is kind of the way he talks. I will not leave this office until this crisis is solved. I will sleep right there in that cot until this crisis is solved. So he said, now I know he did that, but let me tell you guys what's going to happen if you close down the government. If you close down the government, I'm not moving any cot into this office and sleeping here. I mean, look at me. I ain't sleeping on a cot in the government's office. Public service is about sacrifice, but not that much sacrifice. I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get in those black SUVs, I'm going to leave with the troopers, I'm going to go to the governor's mansion, I'm going to go upstairs, I'm going to order a pizza, I'm going to open a beer, and I'm going to watch the Mets. And when you all decide to reopen the government, give me a call, but I am not raising taxes, that's it. So, what happened? They sent me the tax, and that Senate president I told you about, Steve Sweeney, he walked it down to me with the cameras following him. Now, my mother taught me good manners. If you have company coming, you put your coat on, you go and greet them. So I came out in the outer office to greet the Senate president. He came to bring me the bill. And you know, I forget what the heck they called it. But, you know, they never called the Millionaire's Tax the Penalty. There is injustice for all in New Jersey Act, you know? So, like, they're hoping maybe to throw it by you, you know? Oh, well, for fairness and justice, sure, where do I sign? You know, I don't know what the hell they called it, but they called it something other than the Millionaire's Tax, and he came down and he presented it to me. And I looked at him and I said, Steve, stay here for 1 second, we're going to take a call, sit down. So he sat down, the cameras were all going, and I just sat down in the chair right there in the outer office, and I took out this pen, and I vetoed it, and I handed it right back to him. And I said, take this back where it came from. Because I ain't signing it. And that was it. That was the end of it. We tried to override the veto. The Republicans sustained my veto. And then they passed the budget with 99.8% of the line items, exactly as I had presented it to them in March, the one they said it was dead on arrival. And we balanced the budget. Without any new or increased taxes on the people of New Jersey, we fixed an $11 billion budget deficit by doing what the public sent me there to do, making government smaller, cutting wasteful spending, and even cutting some programs that we like. Because there's one simple truth. We cannot and should not spend money that we don't have. And that's what we did in New Jersey.